Nolte, Democrats tolerate those who celebrate savagery against Jewish children. By John Nolte on October 8, 2023. Let's say that Hamas was fighting a war against Israel. And by war, I mean a war, not a terrorist campaign. On one side, you would have Israel defending its territory. On the other, you would have Hamas looking to conquer Israel. Both sides are in uniform. Both sides are focused on wiping out the other's capacity to make war. Make no mistake about my allegiance. Even in that case, I would want Israel to salt the earth with the grinded-up bones of every Hamas fighter, but in that case, I would find Western supporters of Hamas a little more tolerable. Maybe they sincerely believe the anti-Israeli lies told over the decades. The anti-Semitic propaganda about colonialism and Palestinians not being a race manufactured out of thin air to aid in the destruction of the Jews. What I mean is that, in that case, I could give those we see celebrating Hamas in Germany, London, America, Canada, and elsewhere the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they just don't know. Maybe they have fallen for the Christianum on pouring of Israel. Maybe they sincerely believe Israel is a brutal occupation force and that Hamas is fighting the righteous fight of the occupied. Well, this isn't that. This isn't even close to that. That's not what these monsters who live among us in the West are cheering. No, they are cheering, openly cheering, the kidnapping, torture, rape, and murder of girls, women, and old women. They are championing, openly championing, the cold-blooded slaughter of children, families, and the elderly. They are openly siding with, those using social media to celebrate the mutilation of raped, tortured, and murdered corpses. Whether every video of the savages committing this slaughter is verified or accurate is not the point. The point is what those celebrating this attack on Israel believe. What those who paraded and cheered for Hamas in New York's Times Square Saturday believe. And what they believe is that they are celebrating is the rape and murder of old women and the slaughter of children. Do you understand who lives among us, those who openly celebrate the murder and rape of innocents, of children, of old women and young girls? Among us are those who watch the same social media videos we have all watched and then took to the streets to express their support. Just as horrifying, just as morally obscene are those who tolerate those who celebrate savagery. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, DME, deliberately released a cryptic statement meant to show support for Hamas. I have been in touch with communities impacted by what's happening in the region. It is abhorrent. My heart is with all those impacted. We need peace in this region, Whitmer wrote. Yes, the poor, victimized region. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, DMN, condemned the slaughter of innocents but then, if you read between the lines, demanded there be no justice or consequence for that slaughter by calling for a ceasefire. Only a fool can't see through that. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, has expressed her tolerance of this horror through 24 hours of radio silence, even as her fellow New Yorkers took to Times Square to celebrate open, medieval savagery. Not a peep from Barack Obama. Not a peep from Hillary Clinton. We are watching unspeakable horrors, and America's chief virtue signalers are either silent or dog-whistling their tolerance of those horrors. Let me put it this way. Will Democrats treat those who tolerate those who slaughter old women and children with even a speck of the contempt they hold for Trump supporters? Will Democrats call for the closing of bank accounts? Will the Democrats who run social media censor them? Will the Democrats who run the deep state seek to frame them so they can be held without bail? Will the Democrats who run the corporate media make them famous, dox them, or visit their homes with a camera crew? Will Democrats call for them to be deprogrammed? If you're looking for some cosmic answer as to what to do about this, I'm not your guy. All I know is that we the people elected these neo-Nazis. We the people will re-elect them, and we the people are the problem. Nothing can be done about that. No one can save the world. You can only lose what you do have by wasting your life driven by the narcissism of trying. What you can do is take advantage of America's vastness and move your family out of the Democrat-run cities plagued with those who tolerate those who openly celebrate the rape and murder of children and old people. What you can do is what you can do. There's still plenty of America to escape to. I fear this won't last forever. But for right now, at least, that one option remains available. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time is available to order, including Kindle and Audible. Amazon reviews are appreciated and helpful.